Yo, what is going on, guys? Got a video for you here today of a woman who says she is giving up on dating women, okay? Apparently, she's returning to dating men because women just are not worth it. So she's going to be talking about why. Let's jump right into it. Don't forget to leave your thoughts and your comments. Let's take a listen.
I don't think I like women anymore. I'm attracted to them. They're very attractive. I'm not attracted to men. I like women and the way that they look, but I'm not into women anymore. I dated men and married men my entire adult life up until about 2021, so I was 26, 27 years old. From 2021 to 2023, I dated women. I discovered women, and I went, whew, women. Things were solid from 2021 to 23. I was in and out of relationships, had a lot of work to do on myself, but I had no problem finding a date, getting a woman to go on multiple dates with me, or finding a woman to be in a relationship with.
Okay, so let's pause it here. We went from marrying dudes, plural, apparently, so it seems like this woman has been divorced multiple times. I'm assuming the latter divorce, the most recent one, was probably because she wanted to go out there and hook up with women. Always a great sign, guys, when your wife leaves you in all probability to go and hook up with women. But in any case, now we're here, we've done the work on ourselves, apparently, and we're trying to date women. Apparently, it was going just fine for the first couple of years. So let's see what went wrong.
Flash forward to 2023 to 2025, and there has been a major pivot. It was subtle at first, but it's not anymore. Feminism was raging, everyone was a strong, independent woman, the I Choose the Bear movement, and girls decided that they didn't need a man, a me, or anyone else in their lives. So for the last 2 years, I've gone on maybe 2-3 dates a year. I can swipe yes on 400 women on dating sites and only get one match. My appearance hasn't changed, my politics haven't changed, I was dating as a conservative way back as well. Women have changed. I can't get a woman to go on a date anymore, and men are having the same problems.
So this is actually quite true. So this woman is now experiencing the life of an average man. Okay, when I hear that statistic, swiping on 400 women and only getting one like back, that sounds very reasonable to me. That sounds like the average man's dating experience. And probably that one like that the man gets back will probably just be either a fake account or, you know, some woman who's incredibly unattractive or rude or whatever the case may be. So what's happening here is not that women are giving up on dating or anything like that. What's actually happening is just women are going after a very, very small percentage of men. I've been saying this on the channel for quite some time, guys. Honestly, I predict it's only really going to get worse, to be honest with you. But women are only dating a very small subset of men. This is not me just talking out of my backside here, okay? This is something that's backed up by dating app statistics. Like, you can go and have a look. Some of these dating applications have published their statistics publicly. So you can go and see the swipe ratios, what gender is swiping on how many people. And if you look at the women's statistics, guys, like, they only want the top small percentage of men. Like, that's really the case of it, okay? If you're not some hyper giga chat on these dating applications, you are going to struggle. And you might say, well, why don't you go out there and meet women in real life? I mean, let's be honest, guys. How does that work out for a lot of dudes, okay? You get labeled as the creepy guy. Maybe you catch a court case. Okay, maybe women just absolutely reject you or report you for something you didn't do. I mean, the risk for approaching women these days, guys, is incredibly high. Okay, I won't keep going on that tangent. We're just going to continue with the video. But dating as an average man, suffice to say, it is garbage. Absolute garbage.
See, women have decided that checking 90% of their boxes isn't enough. You need to check 100. Whereas men, and women like me, have decided if you check 80% of my boxes, that's a pretty good start. But women have decided that they are God's gift to man, that I have to earn their time, even though I am also a woman. Women have decided that they want to take it slow, and by take it slow, they mean text for weeks. Go on dates as friends for weeks.
Yeah, this is just what women tell dudes that they're not attracted to, by the way. Like, guys, please never fall for this crap, okay? Women will be like, oh, we need to be friends first. I need to get to know a man first. Meanwhile, if they find that a man attractive, she will go to his house the very first time they meet. Okay, the same woman who sits there and tries to convince you to be a good man, to be friends first and take things slow, that is the same woman who's over there at some other dude's house on a random Thursday night. Okay, you can choose not to believe me. That's fine. I'm just saying it how it is. And it's hilarious, right? The reason why I say that's funny is because women will do crap like this and then still expect men to take them seriously. That's the part that is just endlessly funny to me, guys, is women will do this and then still expect men to take them on dates, right? Still expect dudes to buy gifts for them, to earn their affection. I'm sorry, guys, but there's nothing to earn there. You know, and these are the women who end up crying. Where's the chivalry? They're like 35, 40. Where's the chivalry? But men used to actually give chivalry in return for something. Men are not getting anything in return. They're really not.
Have you spent money on them for weeks? And then when it comes to a relationship, well, no, I didn't want that. I don't need that. I have everything in my life that I need. You have to earn your place and show me why I should be in a relationship with you.
Oh, hell
no. I did. In the string of dates we just had, I thought, isn't that what we were doing? No, we were just hanging out. We now look down on people in relationships. Previously, when you were single, your friends who were coupled up were trying to pair you up as well. Now, if you're in a relationship, your single friends are saying, ugh, why would you do that? There was a point during this pivot where men really figured it out and said, hey, wait, I gotta get my act together. And they did. Men are the ones who have actually come to the table now and said, hey, we've done some self-reflection and we're ready to settle down and have a relationship. The traditional man is coming back because the country is healing.
I don't think that's true at all. if I can be honest with you guys, I think the traditional men are gone. Okay, a lot of these dudes have checked out. Particularly if they've been through something like a marriage or a really bad relationship. Okay, these guys who care deeply about women, who maybe want to have a girlfriend or a wife and look after them and raise a family. A lot of these guys still have a desire to have a family and stuff like that, but they've just walked away, you know? Like, I don't see huge amounts of traditional men coming back to dating and relationships. If anything, I actually think it's getting quite a bit worse, guys. I really do think that's the case. I don't see guys going, well, you know, I've worked, like, because here's the thing, guys. Men have been gaslit this whole time. Men don't, for the most part, didn't need to work on themselves, okay? Women just say this crap to men that they're not attracted to, you know? Oh, like, men didn't go away and it's just such a huge thing of gaslighting that women love to do, guys. I don't think women or dudes have come back and been like, well, I've healed, now I'm ready for a relationship. If anything, I just think more and more men are walking away. They just laugh at crap like this now, okay? The women on TikTok who release their videos complaining about dating woes, a lot of guys just watch that crap for entertainment. They find it funny.
The Christian man is making a comeback. But now women are the ones with attachment issues. Women are the ones who just can't be bothered to get out of bed to go on a date. So when we look at women like Fletcher and JoJo and their major flip, and how could they do this to us? They were lesbians and they're with men. It's because they got tired of dating all of you. Because a man stepped up to the plate and showed them comfort and safety and consistency in a way that women never did. So I don't think I like girls anymore.
So the funny part about this, right, is that this woman talks about the safety and consistency at the end here. And, you know, this is what we as men, we were taught, okay, that women respond to, right? Just go out there, be the safe and consistent man, give her security, protect her and things like this. But then who do the women actually end up putting all of their effort into? Who do the women actually end up chasing for relationships? Who do the women end up hooking up with and actually rewarding in an intimate sense and otherwise, okay? They end up just rewarding the guys they're highly attracted to. And the guys who they're highly attracted to, by the way, they don't actually need to give these women relationships. That's why you see women come out with all of these videos saying that, you know, all men are the same. All men only want one thing. It's because the guys who are looking for families, who are interested in relationships with these women, they get treated like garbage. Let me just say that one more time, guys. The men who actually want to have something serious with the modern day woman, who would give her a relationship, who would protect and provide and so on, who are consistent, these men are the ones who get treated like garbage by the average woman. Okay, like you see it all the time, guys. Like you'll have women who will complain about being unable to find a man to take them seriously. and some guy out there, he'll want to take her out on a date. He'll invite her out for dinner, right? He'll pay for her dinner and things like that. And she just won't go. Why? Because he's not attractive enough. Because she's not actually physically interested in him. Why go on a dinner date with some guy who's who she considers a 5 out of 10, who's going to pay and care for her and all of this stuff, when she can go out there and end up in Chad's bedroom? It's really that simple. And then the women get to 35 and 40, and then they want these dudes to come back. It's hilarious. Guys, we're going to be leaving it there. Don't forget to leave your thoughts and your comments. Make sure you guys take care of yourselves, and I'll be seeing you all in the next one. Peace.